Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Messy and Co. Back, the two of us once again. I'm Ashley with my amazing co-host, Gian, and we are just jumping on to do an episode a little different than maybe normal, not a preview, not a post-game, but just talking about one of the many amazing subjects with this Inter-Miami team. But before we get into that, I know I wasn't here for the last post-game show, but Gian, you obviously killed it. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Excited for this different type of episode that we're going to do, and we're going to try to bring more of these where it's just specific subjects and topics that we think would be interesting to touch on. And yeah, I'm excited to have you back too. Glad you enjoyed your personal day off.
Yeah, I saw that clip that my requested time off was honored. So thank you for that. It was my sister's birthday. So I had to go to it. And of course, the one game I miss, we saw a Messi MVP performance, masterclass, magnificent. I don't know how many more M words I can do, but I wasn't watching it, but I was watching highlights on my phone and scrolling. Yeah. And, you know, every 3 seconds, it felt like there was either a goal from Kansas City or there was an absolute freaking whomping goal by Lionel Messi.
That's a match we said that we were expecting too in the preview.
Yeah. And, you know, the atmosphere looked great. I know you talked about all this, but, you know, I saw he talked to Patrick Mahomes for a second, which was cool because obviously a lot of people were like making jokes like he doesn't know who he is. Messi knows who Patrick Mahomes is. Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. And also Messi said he's been watching American football recently. He said that in a podcast he did. And so all that to say, he certainly knew who Patrick Mahomes was. And I don't know if you know saw this, but just a sidebar, heard the first real sentence of English I've ever heard from Messi. We've heard him say words here and there, but you could hear in the audio he said, "Good to meet you." And I mean, it was pure English.
Is that what he said? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Oh no, I put it up to my ear because I saw comments being like, "Oh my God, Messi speaking English," and I was like, "What?" Because you could really only hear Patrick Mahomes because he has a very loud voice. But no, you could hear.
Oh, that's cool.
Good to meet you. So that was cool. But that was off the field. On the field, I'm going to just talk about this really briefly. Wow, what a performance. First of all, his goal. The second I saw him turn and have that one, he took that one dribble and he had like the 3 feet of space. I was like, golazo. I knew it before he kicked it because it was in the range and he had enough space where he didn't have to worry about a player coming. And it just, there was no question. And it was an absolute banger. Amazing. And he played well the whole game. Obviously Inter Miami got the win. So amazing performance by Messi. He seems healthy. And if he can keep playing in these games and keep helping with the results, there's no reason he can't be MVP and can't make a huge impact in the Inter-Miami season. So, before we change subjects, I just wanted to give my little feedback on what was just absolute, just unreal.
He's definitely in the MVP running even before this match. And this match kind of solidifies that. Yeah. Talks are real about him being MVP, and it just shows how much Inter Miami changes from a mental standpoint, a competitive standpoint, the confidence that the players exude when they have him on the field, the runs that they make, the passes they make. He elevates everybody else's game on the field, and he's such a difference maker, and it's the reason why Inter Miami brought him in for Lauderdale to Miami. So yeah, amazing performance, and I hope that we can see some more of that over at Chase Stadium, man, because we've already seen some amazing goals. And
Saturday is going to be a big game. We're going to have a preview episode on that later in the week against Nashville, one of our obvious rivals that we've created over the last couple of seasons. He just balled out.
The assist that he had was
That's going to say, not only did he score an amazing goal, but he had a pretty amazing assist too. An assist where, when I saw this is just to show how insane of an assist it was, is that like I didn't see it live. I was seeing the clip and it said Messi assist to Diego Gomez. And when he was making that first pass, I didn't realize that was the pass that was going to be the goal. I thought that was the beginning of the play where it would be like a one touch. I can't believe you passed that ball and it made it to Diego Gomez in the box. I was like, I didn't see that. And I could see the whole field, but he did made an amazing pass to Diego Gomez, who slotted it home, who got an assist himself after some great pressing by him. And he's going to be the subject matter of today because, you know, with all the players that we talked about, the Barcelona boys, the young talent, the new signings, etc., lots to talk about, but someone who we don't maybe talk about as often, who certainly deserves it, and who's been an absolute rock star for us this season, is the young Paraguayan Diego Gomez.
Yeah, Diego Gomez, since the moment he stepped on the field, you know, I think that he's been an impact player. I know that the first few games last season, there were some questions, but if you really pay attention, he's just continued to elevate his game. He's a young guy that's gotten big minutes on this team and deservedly so. And the more he plays, the more that I think it becomes very apparent that he is irreplaceable on this team.
That word, because we're going to have to talk about that in a second. But exactly, yeah,
It's kind of foreshadowing what we'll end up talking
about. Or voting, depending on how you get it. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, he had a team match day. I can't remember if it was one or a couple last season, but just as of most recently, he was on the team of the match day for match day 9. He had the one assist that he had, a beautiful assist where he pressured, I believe it was Davis, the defender, right? And he pressured him into losing the ball, and then he immediately ran right into kind of the area and with the outer part of his foot puts in a beautiful cross pass on the ground to Suarez that taps it in, and then that beautiful goal for Suarez, and then that beautiful run that he had into the area where Messi puts a perfect pass. And it was a textbook finish as well on his part. So
yeah, not an easy finish. Not the easiest to finish when you have a defender on you, when your body is taking you in the forward direction away from goal because he was running so hard. Great goal. Yeah, I mean, look, all of your points, 100%. He has been one of the best and most consistent players that we've had this season when he's been available. Started, I think, all but maybe 2 matches that he's been available for.
Only one, which is something amazing. He's only missed 1 game across all competitions. He was part of he played for every single CONCA Champions Cup match. Yeah. The only one he missed was against New York Red Bulls. And I believe that was for international duty. But he's been one of the most, if not the most consistent player on this Inter Miami team.
Yeah, he's been amazing. He's, you know, taken that. I guess, I don't know, would you say he's number 8, maybe? Probably somewhere around a number 8 role, right? He's in the midfield. He's been just a staple. And whether he's had to stay in the midfield, sometimes be a little defensive, or kind of go into that left winger role, depending on how the game's going, he's just excelled at all of it and, you know, has been so much more confident on the ball, patient in his play, knowing more now, maybe compared to last year, when he should be offensive, when he should be more defensive, just always in the right spot. He's so young. He's so talented. And he's a really good player that Inter Miami was able to get last summer. And he's been a shining star in this team when there's been a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, he's a complete box-to-box midfielder if I've ever seen one. I mean, the way that he's able to help on the midfield and the defensive part and able to just lock down that midfield, close down the spaces. We saw him, especially early on before we went on to some different formations that didn't necessarily favor Inter Miami. We saw the first 3 games with him, Gressel, and Busquets just not really allow anything to get past the midfield or hardly anything. I believe in those first 3 games, he allowed only just, was it only 1 goal? Possibly, I think it was. And that was due in big part to Gomez. He right now is, I believe, in MLS. He's tied for 2nd in assists with 5 assists, which is amazing. The fact that he's able to play make and score on top of that. He's got 2 goals so far for Inter Miami. The only ones that have more goals are Suarez with 6 and Messi with 5. Mm-hmm. So he's tied with the rest of the few teammates or so that have 2 goals. So, I mean, he's doing everything, basically. Just cementing that midfield, playing well on defense, playing well on offense. The strength that he has, the speed that he has, we've even seen him showcase that speed at times where he's able to just bypass 2-3 defenders and ultimately put in a pass. One of the things that I think I've seen him also continue to improve, and again, just knowing that he's a young guy and he's learning a lot from guys like Suarez and Messi, those things are going to continue to make him a better player. I know that early on, actually, you and I had mentioned where at times there was a bit of frustration with his, I think, just him saying, I'm going to finish this play and not just defer every time. We saw his hesitancy on shooting on goal. And I think that as games have gone by, that has kind of been something that he's changed, and he's taking more chances on shots on goal. And I don't know if that's how much of that is learning and how much of that is just him building his confidence as he gets more time. It could be most likely, I think, a combination of both. But this is a young kid that continues to get better with every game. And look, I'm interested to see if you agree with me, actually, but obviously Messi is the most important player on this team. There's no debating that. But if you really ask me after Messi, who the next couple of players are in line as far as of importance on this team, I think Diego Gomez is in that conversation as who's next. Yeah. And that's saying a lot, because you've got Suarez, you've got Busquets, you've got Alba on this team. But to me, Diego Gomez is right behind Messi as the most important player on this team.
Yeah, 100%. He's and if nothing more, he's just been so consistent. Rarely have we finished a game and been like, you know who did really bad? Diego Gomez. Like, even not necessarily every game he shines or plays, you know, as amazingly as he played on Saturday, but he's good every game. He's hardworking. He's consistent. He's learning. He's one of those players where I think he is very coachable, and you see game by game instructions he gets, confidence, etc. He fixes his mistakes, you know, every single game. And so I agree with everything you said. He's been great for us this season. And I don't think we're the only ones who think so. And what I mean by that, and what we said a little bit earlier, you know, these are all positive things about Diego Gomez. Diego Gomez has been fantastic. I'd love for him to be with us for the rest of the season and, you know, be a part of that starting lineup, always contributing, helping this team potentially lift 2 trophies this year. But Diego Gomez is young and talented, and there are a lot of teams in Europe who are looking at him and thinking the exact same thing. And so what may happen this summer, because as we know, you know, the MLS season is slightly is different from the European leagues in terms of when they play. But in Europe, after this season's ending in June, we may see some offers on the table for Diego Gomez for those European clubs. And I have a feeling Inter Miami may take them. So why I say that is because, you know, this team has had to invest, obviously, in our superstars and make a huge difference with that. And because of that, there are roster constraints, there are constrictions, there's, you know, disparity of money between the salaries and things like that. But one way that they can alleviate that is by getting, you know, by getting transfer fees and by being able to rearrange their roster in order to comply. And so for Diego Gomez, who they didn't have to spend that much money on last year, if they could transfer and sell him to a club in Europe for a few million dollars, that will be able to add to balance our books and remove that under 21 DP spot and be able to bring someone new in. You know, I can see Inter Miami doing that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a business, right? And it's
it would make us sad, but it's also important that they have to, knowing what they're trying to do for the next couple of years, you know, at least a year or two with Messi, with Busquets, with Alba, et cetera, Suarez, we'll have to see about next year, but the other three are going to be here next year. They have to make compromises, and they have to be able to have young other, you know, DP players in order to help the team around them. And if you can get a lot of money out of Diego Gomez when you didn't have to spend a lot of money on him, it could happen. And it probably should. I don't want it to, but it's not the wrong decision.
Yes. So I guess that's where I'll differ with you in as far as like if it should or shouldn't be done on Inter Miami's part. And I don't think Inter Miami is going to have a lot of say in it, to be honest with you. Right. There was an interview with Gomez's agent a bit ago, probably a few weeks ago, where his agent actually said that they've already received offers from Premier League teams. They've received offers from Brighton, for example, and Brighton's a great team. If you're ever transitioning,
great at young talent, exactly.
They're great at getting young players, training them, making them better, and then moving on to bigger teams. Like one for example, is Caicedo from Ecuador, from my home country. And, you know, he played in Brighton. He did very well there. And then he was sold to Chelsea and he basically broke the record for transfer fee for a midfielder in Premier League history. So I think
a lot of Argentine fans, I'm sure we have Alexis McAllister, same thing. Well,
yeah.
Played for Brighton and just transferred this past year to Liverpool.
Same thing. So that's a great team to go to. And another thing that his agent actually mentioned as well is that Inter Miami, when Diego Gomez came on to join them, was made aware that this was only a transition period for Gomez and the ultimate goal was to go to Europe.
Right.
And in conversations that they've had with Inter Miami front office has spoken to them and let them know that they have assured Gomez and his agent that they will not make it difficult on Gomez for him to head on over, whether it be this summer or the next summer. But there are a lot of expectations that it could be this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one of the things that we need to keep in mind as well, and I hope that Diego Gomez's agent keeps in mind, is we see this a lot, especially in South America, where there are a lot of young, talented players that are playing in leagues like in Argentina, playing in the Brazilian league and playing in other leagues. And they see a lot of the very talented players. They have a lot of teams in Europe that want to bring them on, and they throw money in front of their faces.
Right.
And some of these players tend to leave too early. They go to these teams, they don't excel. They basically get burnt out on the bench, and it puts an early end to their careers, or if not, it just diminishes what they could have done.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we've seen a lot of talented players go that route and not really reach their full potential because of that. And I just hope that Diego Gomez and his agent make the right decision when deciding to leave this summer or not. Is it too early for Diego Gomez to go? He's 20 years old. Or do we want to get one, maybe two more seasons in Inter Miami before he goes on into Europe? We have to remember that his contract runs through 2026. He has a player option through 2027. So there's still a lot of time left here. But ultimately, I think it's going to be Diego Gomez's decision whether he stays here or not. And Inter Miami are just going to comply with his wish. I don't think that they're going to sell him right now, unless they get an extravagant.
I was going to say, if they get an crazy, you know, a $5-7 million offer, maybe. But
if it's just a normal offer, I think that right now they're trying to be competitive. They're trying to get the most out of Messi's tenure here. They want the best players around him. Diego Gomez is one of the best players that they have around him. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give that up for anything. Again, to your point before, it's a business. So if they do get an extravagant offer that they can't, then at that point, obviously, they would sell. But I hope they don't. I really do. Yeah. I hope we get at least another season of Diego Gomez. And especially knowing that next season, you know, it's going to be probably one of the last seasons, I think, that we have Messi playing at a high level. We have Conca Champions, hopefully, again, if we, you know, make it through Leagues Cup. Or through MLS. So yeah, I'd love to get another season of Diego Gomez here in Miami.
Agreed. Look, I would too. I think he still, you know, makes a huge difference in this roster and would do to the end of the season. If they get an offer that they can't refuse, or if the cards, you know, display in a way that it makes the most sense for everyone, I'll miss him. But, you know, it's something that we could potentially see happening. We also have to remember Kremaski is back and healthy, looked great for the minutes he got. Not to say he replaces Diego Gomez, but you have him. Redondo's going to be back. You have David Ruiz. You have Busquets. Yeah. You have hopefully Robert Taylor back. So, you know, if he leaves, the whole team crumbles, but he would be very much missed. And so hopefully he doesn't, but it's a compliment into itself and it's showing that Inter Miami is doing the right things of surrounding Messi and co with good young talent. Farias was the same thing. If Facundo Farias played this whole season and was, you know, in the form he was last season, he'd probably be in the same position where there'd be a lot of European clubs wanting him this summer too. So it's a good problem to have. And at least for the next, you know, 2 months, we can guarantee and, you know, hopefully no injury or anything like that, he's going to continue being here 100%, seeing hopefully more great performances, his chemistry with Messi and Suarez continuing to improve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% with everything you said there. And I just hope that, again, we have some more time with him. I think that he's going to continue to make big waves throughout the rest of the season. I think that if Inter Miami is going to do big things here in the league and do things in as far as the supporter shield is concerned, as far as MLS playoffs are concerned, and then hopefully figuring out a way to make it to the FIFA Club World Cup if they do excel via MLS, I think that Diego Gomez is going to be a big part of that. The fact that, again, he's been basically in every game, it's just shows how important he is. And yeah, I think that with that, we can go ahead and end on this one. And I think that, you know, what can I say? Diego Gomez is one of the top players here in Inter Miami. But with great. That, I'll go ahead and let you guys know. Please follow us at Messi and Co. That's MessiAndCo, Messi and Co. You can follow us on X. You can follow us on Facebook and also actually on TikTok. So that's where you guys get all the clips from all of our podcasts. You get the tidbit of the best parts of all of our shows. So with that, I am Gian. This is Ashley, and we wish you guys a great rest of your week, and we'll
catch you. Let us know if you like these episodes, if you want more player highlight episodes.
100%. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.